Welcome to 7-Minute Prayers, a production of ManInThePew.com. I'm your host, Phil Mershon, and it's my joy to lead you into prayer today. This is day 24 of the 90-Day Gratitude Challenge, a journey toward greater gratefulness in our lives. You can get the details at ManInThePew.com/gratitude90. Today, we will explore how to root ingratitude out of our lives. But I wonder, what do you think is the opposite of gratitude? Do you think it's ingratitude? You know, I think I've been getting it all wrong. In fact, just yesterday, on day 23, I suggested that reciprocity might be the greatest enemy of thankfulness. But then I spoke with a counselor friend of mine. We talked about the root system of sin in our lives and how we tend to just pull off the leaves and leave the roots untouched. If you have an area of sin in your life that's affected you for years or even decades, it's likely there's a deep root system with many emotions connected to it. If you talk to gardeners, they know that it's hard work to root out noxious weeds. How much more so the noxious sin patterns in our lives? While I was thinking about this, I read Paul's letter to the Ephesians. In chapter 5, he said something that made me realize, I think I'm getting it all wrong. The opposite of gratitude is not ingratitude, at least not at the core. Let me explain. In Ephesians 5:4, Paul says, obscene stories, foolish talk, and coarse jokes, these are not for you. Instead, let there be thankfulness to God. Could it be that the opposite of immorality, impurity, and greed is thankfulness? I think that's what Paul is implying. If you read further, Paul contrasts the ways of folly with the ways of wisdom. He calls them dark and light. Ultimately, he says that immorality and impurity are idolatry. For example, he tells us not to get drunk with wine, but instead to be filled with the Spirit. Now he's getting down to the root system. At the core of all noxious sins stems idolatry, expressed as self-centeredness. We can't be grateful when we're consumed with greed, immoral thoughts, and secrecy. In contrast, the Holy Spirit fills the believer's root system with life, joy, and love. Have you ever noticed how roots are always underground? We can only tell what kind of roots grow by the fruit they produce. Roots filled with immoral and impure thoughts produce coarse talk and deeds that Paul calls shameful even to talk about. Ingratitude slowly seeps into the soil of our hearts. Words of gossip, an impure thought, and a dose of selfish ambition slip in to take our eyes and hearts off of Jesus. We start to think we're entitled and deserving. Before you know it, the roots of ingratitude wrap our hearts like a noxious weed. So, how do you dig out noxious roots? Gardeners utilize a diverse toolkit to remove noxious weeds. Combination of digging, poison, and fertilizer make it possible to temporarily ward off the worst weeds. But untended, a garden always remains susceptible to the return of noxious weeds. The same is true in our lives. In our spiritual lives, God uses the word, the light, singing, and intentional thankfulness to eradicate sinful patterns. When you expose sin to the light of day, the light acts as a disinfectant, reducing its allure and power. As Paul told the Ephesians in chapter 5, but their evil intentions will be exposed when the light shines on them, for the light makes everything visible. I've noticed I'm most vulnerable to temptation when things seem to be going well. That's when I start to coast and let down my guard and forget what got me to where I am. I wonder if you can relate. Paul calls us to not be thoughtless. Instead, he says, make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Our battle plan requires intentional action each and every day, all day long. Our intentional action plan involves daily and constant choices to be filled with the Spirit, to sing songs, to make music to the Lord, and to give thanks for everything. So I think gratitude is the starting and the finishing line in the walk of faith. And I don't think it's a mistake that Paul started this passage by saying the opposite of coarse talk is thankfulness. And then he ended the passage by again telling us to give thanks for everything. Thankfulness provides evidence of a heart that's been radically changed by God. But thankfulness is also our greatest weapon in combating selfishness and idolatry. So I suppose ingratitude is the opposite of gratitude, at least on the surface, but at the fundamental root, the difference is literally day and night, light and dark, good and evil. Will we be consumed with satisfying our own desires, or will we express gratitude for everything we have? My challenge for us today is to buy some seeds or a bulb and plant a flower somewhere in your house or your yard to cultivate during the rest of this challenge that will remind you to feed your heart with gratitude every day and to remove the weeds that infect your life. Father, thank you for showing me light and truth every day. I particularly thank you for this insight that gratitude is a weapon against the selfishness and idolatry that seeks to consume my heart. Keep teaching me to be grateful for everything you give me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.